This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called Rescuing a Rabbi in Buchenwald.
In 1945, a Christian teenager from Russia named Fyodor Mykolachenko and Israel, a young Jewish boy from Poland who Fyodor fed and protected, watched as the U.S. Army arrived at Buchenwald to liberate the concentration camp from the Nazis. After liberation, Israel and Fyodor were separated, but Israel was reunited with his older brother Naftali. The two Holocaust survivors eventually made Aliyah to Israel, where Israel Meyer Lau studied and became Rabbi Israel Meyer Lau. He served as Chief Ashkenazi Rabbi of Israel and was also appointed chairman of the Yad Vashem Council. Rabbi Lau never forgot his protector at Buchenwald, and for decades searched to find the Russian boy named Fyodor, even visiting the Soviet Union and placing an ad in a prominent Soviet newspaper. Finally, in 2008, a researcher in America identified Fyodor, by which time he had passed away. But Rabbi Lau managed to contact Fyodor's daughters, who said their father never forgot the years in Buchenwald, and Fyodor had told his family about Israel and for years had tried to find him. In 2009, 64 years after he and Israel Meyer Lau were liberated from Buchenwald, Fyodor Mykolachenko was named Righteous Among the Nations for risking his own life to save the life of a small Jewish boy who would one day become a leading rabbi in Israel. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.